Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. It is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. We all saw the headlines. We're like, oh my God, the plague's back. What is this about, doctor?
Well, nothing to be alarmed about. The plague's always been with us. And in fact, we've had some cases, one in Tahoe, one in New Mexico, where people, campers, get bit by a flea and get the plague. Now, it is treated with modern antibiotics, but it's the plague from centuries ago. Same one.
Yeah, that's just, I think that's crazy to most of us. And it's always just a flea bite or something like that.
It is. Yeah, that's how it's carried through rodents, nature, and then somebody gets bitten by a flea and get fever and weakness. The lymph nodes swell up and they get very sick, and then we'll identify it. And we do have the antibiotics to treat it. I don't think anybody's really going to get it. It's pretty rare, only a handful of cases a year.
And did you get my question about the asthma pill, like an asthma pill that they said could be a revolutionary drug for those with serious food allergies?
Yes, Northwestern researchers analysis and found intriguing, and they found a drug on the market to block that pathway. Did it in experimental mice? Mice who would react with anaphylaxis, a threatening allergic reaction to peanut butter. If they medicine bitten black, it's a buck. To try and production. So I have to test it in humans, make sure that it works in humans. It's very exciting because the life-threatening allergic reactions, like the anaphylaxis, is killing people, is common. And if we have a drug that could prevent that, it would be fabulous.
And doctor, why is everyone so tired? I rarely engage with adults that don't just say, I'm tired. Not every day, but just, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. What's behind that?
You know, it is true. Everybody's exhausted, but partly because the world is too stimulating. We're on our screens. It's go, go, go. Everything is stressful. So it is true. Everybody's tired. And the first thing we have to decompress. Just take time to decompress. Spend a little time relaxing or with positive friends who aren't going to talk about stressful things. But decompressing, hydrating, eating right, less processed food, less chemicals in the body, the vaping, so we shouldn't do more. We should do less and recover with healthy diets, not processed foods. And if that doesn't work, then we need some medical tests and medical checkup to see the cause of it. But definitely, I think we have to put decompression into our routines.
Yeah. Mississippi declared a public health emergency today over rising infant deaths. Can you give me any details behind that headline?
Yeah, it's a thing nationally, declaring a public health emergency because of infant mortality. And we haven't made headway nationally in infant mortality. And it's sad because we know it works, and if unnecessary babies die is heartbreaking. And the rate for every 1,000 births is about 9.7 infant deaths for 1,000 births. But nationally, it's maybe 5.6 for 1,000 infant births, so far higher. So they said we have to do something by declaring an emergency. They're piloting in resources and structures to really get at this hard. And it boils down to healthy families, healthy neighborhoods, healthy mothers. And if the mother is healthy before birth, during birth, after birth, we know that there's lower infant mortality. But it's just not all in the mother. It's about everybody surrounding and supporting the mother.
Right. And doctor, one of the articles said 1 in 3 people avoid learning about their own serious health risks. That's a new study. I know a lot of people that they just don't want to know. They basically bury their head in the sand, even though they're educated enough to know that early detection in just about any disease has a better outcome than not knowing until serious complications arise. Why do 33% of people not want to know what's going on with their health?
I know it's sad to see that number, but I believe it. And I do think there's something in human nature that we want to just avoid and deny and not hear bad news or not have the risk of bad news. But I think that we have to just take a deep breath, show up, get the tests, and go with the plan and not overthink it. But yeah, people do avoid to terrible detriment, many times preventable or curable diseases. People just don't engage, don't show up, don't follow the a plan. So if we see this happening in ourselves or our loved ones, we just take a deep breath, get over the anxiety of it, or get help with the anxiety of it, and address it.
Yeah, I think people used to believe, like, if they were doing something like smoking or drinking, that the doctor would yell at them and they didn't want to go through that. That's really not how medicine works these days, right? You work more as a partner with patients.
Very much as a partner, trying to be maximally supportive, understand the individual, what's going to work, and support them on a health journey. So no more yelling, no more discipline. That's out the
right
door.
But you know, when we were young, right? When we were young, the doctors would like point their finger at you.
Absolutely. I remember that well, but we don't have too many people like that. We have few, but no, because there's some people that want a doctor who's kind of tough and keep them on task, want that hard coach. So pick the doctor that's going to be right for you, but most people are going to be much more nurturing and supportive.
Yeah, it's changed for the better. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor.
It's a pleasure. Talk to you later.
Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine.